Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, members of the community attend the department's annual briefing ahead of the holy month of Ramadan.
I know that there's somebody in the police department that is listening to us and that is watching out for us.
The largest police academy class in 2 years began formal training in July.
I can tell you we're grateful to have you because we need you.
I'm Jesse Peterman. On the last Tuesday in July, cricket and soccer jerseys were among the uniforms mixed in among an audience of mostly Muslim men and women. All were there to attend the department's annual pre-Ramadan conference. The cricket and soccer youth sports leagues were started 2 years ago by the NYPD to further connect with communities. Chief Philip Banks III was appointed Chief of Community Affairs July 1st, replacing former Chief Douglas Ziegler. Chief Banks welcomed the attendees.
The role of the Community Affairs Bureau is to foster relationships with all communities in New York City, and the Muslim community is no exception.
The conference, held annually before the holy month of fasting, is in addition to visits Police Commissioner Ray Kelly makes to mosques around the city.
The police department is not an immigration agency. Our job is to prevent crime and to bring those responsible for committing crime to justice. So if anyone in this community is either a witness or a victim, they can come forward with nothing to fear from the police department.
The NYPD Hate Crime Task Force investigates criminal acts motivated substantially by bias against race, color, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, and religion. Its members have visited dozens of mosques over the past 2 years to reinforce that message, but they haven't stopped there.
The NYPD will go anywhere to go and solve a hate crime.
Inspector Michael Osgood is the commanding officer of the NYPD Hate Crime Task Force.
We sent a team of detectives down to Florida, not knowing if the perpetrator was there, not knowing if the suspect is there. He could be anywhere. He certainly was in New York City, but we were able to find him, and we were able to solve that case.
After three Korans were discovered in a public toilet in Manhattan earlier this year, the police were notified, and the Hate Crime Task Force determined from its investigation that the Korans had been purchased at a bookstore outside of the city. After searching records and looking for possible suspects in two states, detectives found the perpetrator in Florida. He confessed to the act. In other hate crimes, people are attacked physically. The task force investigates all possible bias attacks.
In the United States, there are 19,000 police departments. Only about 10 have operational hate crime units. Only one hate crime unit works 7 days a week, has an immediate response, sends a captain or above to that scene, and that's the NYPD.
It's a level of attention that the community appreciates. At the pre-Ramadan conference, a woman from Lower Manhattan who had received anti-Muslim hate mail stood to tell her story. She never expected to be the victim of the hate crime, but when she thought she might be, she contacted the police. Detectives told her how to report possible crimes and how to treat possible evidence. She expressed gratitude for their work.
I know that there's somebody in the police department that is listening to us and that is watching out for us. So just a thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Ramadan begins August 11th.
Line it up. Line up your squad leader.
In July, the largest police recruit class in 2 years began formal training in the police academy. The class of over 1,200 young men and women includes more than 200 who were born overseas. The new recruits also have other unique backgrounds.
My father was a cop in the Bronx in ESU Truck 4, and he died on 9/11. And he was the first in our family to be a cop.
Probationary police officer Barry Driscoll studied international relations and Arabic at Boston University. But he knew there was one place for his immediate future.
I mean, you see NYPD's all over the place, and they're obviously one of the best police departments in the world. I wouldn't want to be a cop in any other city. I would love to do intelligence or counterterrorism. I went to school for international relations and Arabic. So I'd love to come home and utilize it in any way possible, but I go wherever the department needs me.
Connor McDonald was not even born when his father, police officer Stephen McDonald, was severely injured in a shooting.
I'll be the fourth generation police officer. My father, Stephen McDonald, was shot in line of duty in paralyzed from the neck down. So been like that ever since the time I was born. Just watching that, you know, he's inspired me. And, you know, he loves his job so much, and he hasn't regret one bit of it. So I'm excited.
Like Barry Driscoll, he sees being a police officer as an honor.
One of 1,200 other guys, who, men and women, who are very privileged to have this opportunity to serve and protect the city of New York.
Driscoll and McDonald are part of the city's largest police hiring since 2008. Commissioner Kelly.
I can tell you we're grateful to have you because we need you. A number of you have been police cadets. Several of you have been members of the armed forces. And I can tell you that that discipline training will serve you well in the police academy. You've made a great choice. Your future is very bright. And I, too, look forward to being with the mayor next winter at your graduation. So for the next 6 months, work hard, study hard. The best of luck to you. Congratulations. Welcome to the NYPD.
That's it for this edition of Inside the NYPD. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast.